A very good morning to you down here at Balmoney Showgrounds, Hector. It's still quite humid down here, but I'm with Carl, who is the press officer for the Balmoney Show. Carl, how many of these, and I'm not asking how many you've done, but how many of these in total over all the years?
Well, this is our 111th Balmoney Show, so we've been around for quite a while now.
Well established then.
Yep, well established show. Sort of the come-to event in Balmoney on the first weekend of June. Historically, we always have a big crowd of people come, so we're hoping this year will be the same.
Of course, everything kicked off yesterday, Friday, at 3 p.m. How did that all go for you?
Yeah, really busy night. Lots of school kids about, lots of families, lots of interest, and we had a few things on stage last night. Balmoney High School Choir, there was a fancy dress competition with the Young Farmers Football, and we had the Young Farmers Tug of War, of course. So all of those things were greatly looked at by the people in the showgrounds last night. It was a great night.
So gates opened here at 9 a.m. today. What have we to look forward to, Carl?
Well, of course, there's all the livestock judging. We have cattle, we have sheep, we have goats, we have poultry, we have horses, we have ponies. And if the agriculture side of things isn't your thing, we've also got cooking competitions, a Bonnie Baby competition. It's starting shortly now at 11 o'clock. The puppet show, we have a country singer on stage, Irish dancers, loads of things going on to capture lots of people's interest.
So how important is it to the agricultural or rural community, this show?
Well, I think it's a chance for not just the farming community, but the rural public to come, get together, have a chat, meet up. Some people only meet each other from one Balmoney show to the next Balmoney show, so it's a good chance for them to get together, have a chat and enjoy a day away from normal farming activities.
So if anybody's sitting at home now and they're listening to this here, what's your advice?
Oh, pack up the car, get the kids in the back seat, head into Balmoney. It's the place to be in County Antrim this weekend.
Thanks very much, Carl.